Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting third. The left fielder, Butch Niemann. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Mack. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Carden Gillenwater. Batting sixth. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank Drews. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Whitey Wiedelman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nate Andrews. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Nate Andrews. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Woody Williams. Batting second. The center fielder, Dane Clay. Batting third. The right fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Steve Messner. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Eric Tipton. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Miller. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Riddle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Dasso. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Frank Dasso. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Braves. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Riddle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Woody Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Massey scoops up the ball and tags Clay for the out. Williams moves to second. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Williams trying to get to third. Drews throws to Joost, who tags Williams for the out. Two outs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walker moves to third. Steve Messner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Messner hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Massey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Reds nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Drews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Massey moves to second. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Massey moves to third. Two outs. Nate Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wiedemann scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Andrews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Reds nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Dasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dasso strikes out. One out. Woody Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Joost juggles the ball. That's an error on Joost. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 0 for 1 in the game. Clay hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Reds nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mack is called out on strikes. One out. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0 for 1 in the game. Gillenwater takes first base on ball 4. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Massey hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Drews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gillenwater. The throw from Riddle and he is out, Williams applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wiedemann scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Drews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Messner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Messner is 0 for 1 in the game. Messner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 1 in the game. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wiedemann fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Reds nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Drews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Drews is called out on strikes. One out. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 0 for 1 in the game. Wiedelman hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nate Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. Joost hits a pop-up towards short. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gillenwater. Miller reaches second base with a double. Johnny Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle is 0 for 1 in the game. Riddle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wiedelman fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Frank Dasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dasso is 0 for 1 in the game. Dasso bunts towards the mound. Andrews fields it and throws to first for the out. Riddle moves to second. Two outs. Woody Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Drews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Reds nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Holmes hits a pop-up towards third. Messner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. Niemann hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a line drive into left field. Tipton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 0 for 2 in the game. Clay hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Drews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Andrews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Reds nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gillenwater hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Messner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Drews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Drews hits a pop-up towards third. Messner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Steve Messner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Messner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Messner strikes out. One out. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-2 in the game. Tipton takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tipton. The throw from Massey and he is out, Drew's applying the tag. Two outs. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wiedelman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Reds nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 0-for-2 in the game. Wiedelman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dasso fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nate Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-3 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Dick Sipek pinch hits for Johnny Riddle. Dick Sipek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sipek hits a pop-up towards third. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Lipke pinch hits for Frank Dasso. Al Lipke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipke hits a fly ball towards left. Niemann settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Niemann. Woody Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wiedelman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Reds nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe just now catching. Hod Leesonby now pitching. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-3 in the game. Niemann hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 0-for-3 in the game. Clay hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walker. The throw from Massey and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Walker scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Braves, 1, Reds, 1. Steve Messner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Messner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Messner hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Reds 1. The Braves will come to bat. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Gillenwater hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Massey hits a pop-up towards third. Messner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Drews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Drews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Tipton hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gillenwater. Miller reaches second base with a double. Joe Just is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Just is walked intentionally. Wally Flager pinch hits for Hod Leesonby. Wally Flager is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flager hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Drews fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Reds 1. The Braves will come to bat. Howie Fox now pitching. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 0-for-3 in the game. Wiedelman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nate Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-4 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Woody Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 0-for-4 in the game. Clay hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wiedelman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Reds 1. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Holmes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 4 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Niemann for the out. Holmes moves to second. One out. Joe Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Just settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Gillenwater hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wiedelman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Messner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Messner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Messner bunts towards first. Mack scoops it up and throws to first, with Drews covering, for the out. McCormick moves to second. One out. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Tipton is walked intentionally. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCormick scores. Tipton moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 2, and Boston Braves, 1. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.